everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug and Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Huggles.
Mm-hmm. And joining us for the last 3 days of the month, our very own J. Anthony Brown.
What of us?
Welcome back, brethren. Hey, Jay, while you were away, did you see the pictures of Tiger Woods sitting at his kid's soccer game with two of his white women? His ex, yeah. Elon, and his next, Lindsay?
Yes.
I know there's nothing that make a mentor more proud. A black man only dream of being successful is to pull a stunt like that off. Shiggity, I'll put that down as number 7 on my bucket list. And I know Tiger was texting you in that picture to tell you to turn to TMZ. Was TMZ in Vegas for George Wallace's farewell show?
I did not see them, no.
I can't believe George Wallace's 10-year run at the Flamingo is over.
Oh, wow.
Coincidentally, right around the time he got his settlement money. Now, at first, when I heard it was George Wallace's farewell show after 10 years, I thought he was just retiring his act he's been doing at the Flamingo for the last decade. It was time, but nope, it was his last hurrah. Tom Silver J, blacks don't know where to go or what to do when they go to Vegas now that George is gone. I mean, every time somebody I knew went on vacation, they called me asking about George Wallace showing in Vegas. Silver, going to Vegas and not seeing George Wallace is like going to New York and not seeing the Statue of Liberty. It's like going to Paris and not seeing the Eiffel Tower. It's like going to Greece and not seeing the Parthenon. Thanks, Tom. It's like going to Washington, D.C. and not seeing the 3-1 Wizards. Sorry, Silver, your Bulls are like James Ingram's song. They did their best, but I guess their best wasn't good enough, because here we are. Because y'all won just one. Silver, did the Bulls think did he think the Los Angeles Clippers only was talking about them and refused to play? Did he get a call from Rich Donald Sterling and say don't play? What is going on? Did y'all hear about this, Shiggity? Donald Sterling? So I watched more news about the racist Clippers only than I watched the playoffs this week. Man, it's like a Quentin Tarantino movie, Jay. A racist NBA team owner who doesn't like blacks and Mexicans, but his girlfriend's black and Mexicans. Who knew? He said he doesn't want any blacks at his game, which means he really don't want George Wallace there.
Wow.
Anyway, did you hear the phone conversation? It was crystal clear.
No.
I need to get me a phone like that, Tom. With that much clarity, she set his ass up better than Marion O.J. Barry Simpson. Now, everybody went Donald Sterling gone. Even the players who wore their warm-up shirts inside out and black armbands and black socks. Now, everybody's boycotting the Clippers game, including Magic Johnson, who we called out on that crystal-clear Kodak conversation. So, well, this isn't the first time Donald Sterling been accused of racism. He's not a new racist. He's been racist for years. Ask Elgin Baylor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he refused to rent to all the black people. He has a racist settlement account, Silver, he has set up for his racist acts. Now, everybody's boycotting. Magic Johnson, Snoop Dogg, Chuck D, and especially the people who's been boycotting Clippers for years. Don King, Cornel West, Bill Russell, Questlove. You know, they've been boycotting Clippers for years.